You're listening to Mags Inc. Radio with Jimmy K. and Rocker on Devil Radio 92.7 FM, Madison.
You kept on betting dads wouldn't pass. Left you broken, hungry, Papa Raggedy. A sauce, 75 cents a cup, it's an extra dollar, Papa, if you want to keep it up.
We'll be right back. Max Inc. Radio, we are local music that's inside pocket, the happiest cat in Hollywood. Brand new music there from their self-titled Inside Pocket CD that was just released. Before that, Mad City Jug Band with Drop Down My Daddy. What do Mad City Jug Band and Inside Pocket have in common?
I know.
What is it, Terry?
Thank you, Jimmy K, for calling on me. It is. They're playing it at Woodfest.
Oh, you win.
You are correct.
We have the official lineup. It is out, and it is stellar.
It's very exciting, actually.
Yes.
We'll talk about the lineup in a couple of minutes,
yes.
But there's some big news about Atwood Fest Rocker.
Mm-hmm.
And first of all, you know, for those of you that don't know, Rocker has had his finger on the pulse of Atwood for many years.
Yes,
we're going to talk about that right now, Jimmy. It's pretty crazy. Atwood Fest is turning 40 years old this week, and I think Orton might be the only one that's slightly older. I think Orton is 52. Oof. So Atwood Fest has been around a long time. It hasn't always been called Atwood Fest. Mm-hmm. Previously, it was called Atwood Summer Fest. And so pretty much many people, I'm sure, remember Atwood Summer Fest for many years. And then in 2014, the Goodman Center, which had been the host of Atwood Summer Fest, decided to kind of give up the goat on that one. And then that's when the Barrymore, the Wilmar, and the Sassy Neighborhood organization kind of took that over.
So glad.
And but the one thing that kind of went with it all was me. And so in 2002, when the festival was just 20 years old, after a rain date, they were rained out, I started doing the booking for the rock stage at that time. And I've been, you know, booking bands ever since. Boy, it's been a lot of fun.
It has been.
And the
amazing
whole time, my mom, Mama Rocker, she was cooking all the food for the band, starting the very first one that I ever did.
How did you talk her into that?
You know, I had been doing a lot of other shows at local clubs and stuff like that. And when the bands would play, they were Maximum Inc. events, and I always wanted those to be free and open to the people. So one thing I always did was made sure that I had food there for the bands, that, you know, we would treat them right, you know.
It's worked.
Maybe it wouldn't be like a whole bunch of money coming in the door, but, you know, you get really good home-cooked food.
Yeah,
so
you aren't kidding.
So, yeah, so we turned 40 this year, and I think that is just spectacular. It's kind of just a fun little number.
How many meatballs has Mama Rocker rolled?
Oh, I think we were like, I don't know, it was like 25,000.
I love that.
It was like 800. It was like more than 800 a year, I know. I know that when we were talking a while back, it was like 800 meatballs is what her goal was each year.
800 meatballs a year.
That's incredible.
For just that event. That's, you know, she makes meatballs for other events too. You don't realize, you know, all the friends and family and everybody who has something they want catered in. They're like, oh, Mama Rocker, can you make the meatballs?
She is the best.
Plus the meatball that rolled down on the floor under the table, or I don't know, forget how that goes.
But
I digress.
Sounds like there's a story there.
So the next bit of news is that we're adding a stage.
Yes.
It's called the Sugar Maple Stage. So that's going to join the Heritage Stage and the Clyde Stubblefield Stage. That's even presented by the Lauer Realty Group. So that's pretty cool. They get behind it. And this new stage is going to feature young garage type high school bands to start off each day between like 12 and 3. And then that will shift over to bluegrass. So the Sugar Maple series, you know, the Sugar Maple Fest, they're kind of like porting in some of the great bluegrass that they bring in.
That's awesome.
And so we're gonna add. We have even more bands. I think I counted bands, and I think I was up to 29 now.
Oh wow! Is that a record? I mean, we keep talking about record breaking things.
Yeah,
now.
Maybe.
That's incredible.
Yeah, and so so we're gonna have to feed. I think I was calculating a little more than 200 musicians.
And they come in hungry.
Yeah.
So 200 musicians. You have probably 5 or 6 meatballs per musician.
Well, we're not doing meatball. We're changing stuff. So my mom, you know, she retired.
Right,
so
right.
We're not doing the meatballs anymore. Those who've had her meatballs,
we were very lucky to have
them. Yes, you know, hold that as a good memory because
Can you make the announcement of the food then too?
Well, that's that. Something. You have to be in a band to know what's going on. There. Okay. Let's say it might be barbecue.
Okay. Oh, I heard that. Barbecue. Oh,
so good.
and Isaac, the barbecue master.
We got to give him a shout out. That's awesome. So thanks, Isaac.
This hour, we're playing some songs that are in the lineup of Atwood Fest. We'll have the official lineup for you just a couple of minutes. We're going to play a couple songs. One band that's part of Atwood Fest this year I'm really excited about, and they're on the Madison Heritage stage, the stage that I get to hang out on and talk on, is Cat in a Hurricane.
Yeah.
And I've known this news for like 3 months now. Rocker came to me. We were in a garage in a safety meeting. Cat in a Hurricane is playing Atwood Fest. I'm like, what? That's cool.
Yeah, it is, man. Cool. Yeah.
So that's awesome. So now I can finally talk about Cat in a Hurricane playing Atwood Fest.
All you want.
All I want. To my heart's content.
Please do. Please do.
Let's do some Cat in a Hurricane right now. We'll do some Dana Perry in a minute, too. Sorry that I'm like this. It's Devil Radio, Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
problem with Max Inc. Radio? Send us an email. We'll forward it to The Onion. Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
Local music, Dana Perry and Friends on Max Inc. Radio all come out of this. I really hope they play that at Atwood Fest because that was their pandemic song that they
Request
released.
Request it.
Yeah, I'm going to.
Let's stand right in front and go, we want to hear this song.
I'll do it way before that. I'm gonna send Dana Perry a message right now.
Ugh. Dana is the greatest.
She is. Mm. Cat and Hurricane before that. Mm-hmm. We're taking this hour exploring Atwood Fest. Rocker, the time has come to announce the Saturday lineup on the Clyde Stubblefield stage, presented by the Harmony Bar.
That's my imitation of
Jimmy.
A drum.
That's crazy. All right. Saturday, July 30th at the Clyde Stubblefield stage, presented by the Harmony Bar. And, of course, this is in Monty's parking lot, for those who don't know where the Clyde Stubblefield stage is. And we're going to open the whole dang thing with the Mad City Jug Band. So people are going to kind of come in. They're going to be walking in there. Boom, 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 boom. That's going to be pretty cool. I'm really psyched about a jug band, Jimmy.
The first song of the hour was the Mad City Jug Band, and they're awesome.
Yeah.
Drop Down Daddy. I love that song. And the vocals are beautiful.
And then coming up, 1:45 is a band called Inside Pocket, and they're kind of jazzy, some horns, but they have this guy that I thought when I heard it and they sent in their stuff, I was like, man, this guy's got to be like a Clyde Stubblefield acolyte. Ooh. You know what I mean? Like, he was a jammer. So I was like, man, we got to have this band.
The bass, the stand-up bass.
Yeah.
Oh, isn't that the best?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very good.
Okay.
So we're going to kind of change things up. And then 3:30, we bring in Linda and the Zeros, yes. Right? And we all know her. She plays on Max Inc. Radio here all the time, right?
Yes, right.
They're
honking at us.
5:30.
It was actually an ambulance.
The fire truck.
Yep. Honking at us, though. I like that.
Yeah, he's waving. The guy's hanging out the window.
I know. Oh my gosh.
Oh, and 5:30, Altered Five Blues Band. Those people out in Milwaukee and Waukesha know, well, you know, and Altered Five, they're a band that played at Atwood Summerfest.
I interviewed them for you that year.
Yes.
For Max Inc. Music Magazine.
So we're happy to bring them back because they haven't been in these parts in quite some time.
Yeah.
And then, of course, you know what we're going to do? It's going to be a dancing in the street, a giant party. It's a tradition.
It is.
VO5. And VO5 is going to start at 7:30.
Oh, look out.
And they're going to go all the way to 10 o'clock. So if you aren't completely tired from disco dancing by 10 p.m., you're going to be, I believe, sweaty, like ready to drop.
Yes.
It's going to be.
And with a smile on your face.
Right,
yes.
Of course. Mm-hmm. Dancing in the streets always makes you smile. That's the lineup for the Clyde Stubblefield stage on Saturday. We'll have the rest of the lineup here for you shortly. Rocker, I got to tell the people that Max Inc. Radio is sponsored by Quality CBD, Delta 9, Delta 8. THCP, THC pre-rolls, art, kombucha, and so much more. Why drive to Beloit when you can stop in on Willie Street at Quality CBD? And by Dark Horse Art Bar and Gallery, East Washington Avenue across from the Sylvie. Happy hour every Tuesday through Saturday, 4 to 6 p.m. Slices of Sal's Pizza for $1. You can check out the full live music schedule and the art gallery schedule at darkhorsemadison.com.
Chasing the Devil's Tail. Weekends are for music.
Talking to the devil.
With Max Inc. on Devil Radio, 92.7 FM.
Talking to the devil.